813 Dalesburg's Morning News. Tom Meredith, Tyler Gumb, Nick Isher, thanks for being with us here this morning. Well, a few times a year we get a chance to chat about some things happening and upcoming here in the city of Dalesburg. And also sometimes get rid of some myths. People complain about things that have nothing to do with the city, and just confirm that that's the case. And joining us to talk more about some things here this morning, Director of Public Works for the City of Dalesburg, Wayne Carl. Wayne, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. Wonderful.
Well, thanks for checking in with us here this morning. Of course, it's that time of year where the roads are get a little bit tough coming off of winter, all the freezing and thawing. And I know your guys have been out, and there's been a lot of potholes being filled already.
Yes, there's a lot of back and forth freeze-thaw this spring. It's really starting to show some of the ages. Some of the roads are coming out here, but the guys are doing a good job keeping up with the holes. But if you run across a pothole, let us know, and we'll take care of it right away.
You know, one of the things I see sometimes on social media, of course, people complain, well, Main Street, Grand Avenue, they're so horrible. Well, number one, it's on the agenda, but it, again, not the city of Dalesburg, State Highway. Talk about that. I know we've talked before about this project that's coming up, and I know it got pushed back. Where do we stand with that? It's going to be a huge project. Where do we stand with that now?
Yeah, that's where I wanted to start. The state has got it in their program to reconstruct that entire section of Grand Avenue. That means removing all the old pavement and putting in new either concrete pavement, most likely concrete pavement with curb and gutter, all the way from Main Street to the city limits on Grand Avenue. And then also on Main Street from where we left off with the Sibley Underpass at Allen's Avenue over to Grand. So that's planned for tentatively 2024. That's going to require some environmental work, purchasing some right-of-way from properties adjacent to it to make sure we got room for the sidewalks and that kind of thing, and then getting actually into construction. I wanted to start here to say, too, that IDOT is planning on doing a patching project this year on Grand Avenue and Main Street. We've filled the potholes. We have an agreement where we'll fill the potholes and we'll stripe it and plow it and salt it for the state. But if it's more major than that, it's their responsibility. So this year the state will be coming in and doing a patching project on that same section of Main Street and also Grand Avenue. So hopefully it'll get a little bit better to get us to the 2024 date when they start the reconstruction project.
Yeah, that's going to be a big one. It'll be nice when it's done. So does that, as far as the Grand Avenue portion of it, does that include, will it be widened at all, or just that the extra with the sidewalks and everything is going to make it, the whole project, wider?
They're still looking at that right now, as far as accommodation for pedestrians for the sidewalk. Sidewalk widths are desirable to be wider than what they were back when those sidewalks were put in, and also bicycle accommodation. There's been some changes with the state and their design policies, as well as with this new federal bill on some of the policies that are required there, too. So I'm sure the state's looking at that. They should start. They've already selected a consultant for what they call the phase one portion of the project, and they'll be starting to get some of the community members involved on a committee to talk about the scope of those improvements later this year. They'll start meeting with some of the adjoining property owners and some of the people in the community.
Wayne Carl, Director of Public Works for the City of Dalesburg, joining us here this morning. So, yeah, it'll be a big project, and again, state project, and, you know, the city does what they can to help out the state, as Wayne mentioned, with potholes and some other things. What else do we have coming up, Wayne? I know they're always, once the weather warms up again, you'll have some other things that are on the agenda, whether it's sewer work or different types of work.
Yeah, we are fortunate to be able to put together a pretty strong program again this year of street projects and storm sewer projects. A couple of the major road projects that we're going to do is Monmouth Boulevard, but it's going to be from Academy Street to Henderson, and that's going to be the curbing and sidewalk has pretty much disappeared over the years on that section, so it's going to be all new curb and sidewalk, and then a major resurfacing of that section of roadway. So that would be this earlier this summer, and then West Street, adjacent to where the new library is going from Main Street to Tompkins. There's two blocks that are brick, and those will be reconstructed as concrete streets. So that way, when the new library is done, we don't have a, an old broken down street adjacent to the library where everybody's starting to come and use the new library.
Yeah. So with that, the West Street project, will that happen after construction, or that will that be before or during? Or
that'll happen this year.
Okay.
The contractor's main access roads are coming off of Simmons and Academy. And then using West Street, he would just be coming into a driveway there. So there's no problems getting it done ahead of time. We didn't want it to be done right after the library is done, so we thought probably the best window is go ahead and do it now rather than later.
Yeah, and I guess making sense that their main access off of Simmons and Academy, because you don't want all that heavy, brand-new road and all the heavy equipment on there kind of weakening or breaking it up, apparently, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it'll be a good sound concrete street with the rock base, and it will handle any construction equipment they would have for it. But their main access is not off of West Street right now.
A lot of projects upcoming, and, of course, these will be happening over the summer. I know one of the things that we've been talking about for several years, been working on lead pipe replacement. Is that something that continues to be a project?
Yes, we're finishing up. The contractor is finishing up phase five. He's got about 400 of the 500 lead service lines replaced. And when he finishes that contract, we'll have over 2,500 lead service lines replaced in the city. And we'll be less than, I think we've got about 400 remaining. So we've applied for phase six, and that should be our final phase. We've been trying to get the stragglers that haven't signed up yet, trying to get them, and we need all the lead service lines replaced with this contract, so we're working hard to try to get everybody on board and get the paper signed that we need. So we would probably start phase six in July of this year, and that should finish that project. And I want to point out that each phase was a $2 million 100% forgivable loan from IEPA. So after all six phases are done, we'll have over $12 million that the EPA has basically given to the city of Galesburg to eliminate all lead service lines.
Wow, that's pretty fantastic. So as far as the property owners, say, well, I haven't heard anything. My guess is that the city has contacted by letter or whatever way, contacted all property owners of those properties that need to be changed out.
Right, we have an inventory of all the lead service lines in the city. So if you have a lead line, you would have been contacted probably multiple times by now. But if you haven't been contacted and you think you have a lead service line, they can call the water department and we'll send somebody out to check their type of service.
Wayne Carl is the director of public works for the city of Galesburg, joining us here this morning. Anything else going on that we need to know about, Wayne? Anything coming up maybe later this year or in the future?
Well, we've got a lot of other construction projects this year. We've got a resurfacing contract that we're going to try to catch up on some of the residential streets. One of them downtown would be North Seminary Street from Main to North that runs by Innkeepers. And then we've got some other residential streets, the Dayton Drive from West Dayton to the Dead End, Lily Lane, Hawkinson Avenue has a short piece by North Street intersection, Baird Avenue from South Farnham Street to Ohio, Lakeside Court, Oriole Drive, all those are going to be resurfaced this year. We also have our annual seal coating that will be going on in the north and easterly sections of the city. This year we rotate sectors. We have like five sectors, and we rotate each year. So we do that maintenance of sealing the roads. That's going on. We also have a decorative streetlight project on Main Street, where we're continuing those black ornamental lights that are down around the square in downtown. We're going to extend it two blocks to the west to catch up to the library block. So from Cedar to Academy, we'll be installing those decorative lights here this spring. And then we have a concrete patching project on Carl Sandburg Drive from Main Street to Henderson Street. And then finally, we have a reconstruction of a portion of McClure Street in concrete from Monmouth Boulevard north to a street they call Coulter Avenue. So we'll be reconstructing that this year, too. So we also have a storm sewer project on South Street. It's a large diameter storm sewer, pretty old. It's all brick and cobblestone, and we'll be replacing that sometime this summer.
My goodness. So you got a pretty full plate then, huh?
Yeah, the guy's got plenty to work on, for sure.
Absolutely, absolutely. Wayne Carl, Director of Public Works for the City of Gilsburg. Wayne, always appreciate your time. Anything else that we need to know about? I mean, God, I know we've covered a lot here.
Well, the only other thing I'd say was the city's still finishing up installing Gravel Pack 6 out in Aquaca. We're installing another backup well out there. This new well is outside of the floodplain and up closer to the water treatment plant, so we're excited to get it installed, and that way we're not as susceptible to the flooding that we have been of the river in the previous years. So that's going to get installed this year. And then we're continuing to work on our PFAS removal study. The state is still working on the regulations for PFAS, but we're getting a study done to tell us what the cost will be and what type of treatment method will work best to remove PFAS from the city's water.
All right. Lots happening here in the city of Galesburg. Wayne Carl, Director of Public Works for the city of Galesburg, joining us here this morning. Wayne, always appreciate your time. Thank you so much, and we will talk again.
All right. Thanks a lot.